Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. So I've got a guest for you today on this show, and she just did her first single-family rental here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in the middle of the pandemic. And boy, you're going to want to hear her numbers. She's got some great, great numbers on that deal. Now, I'm going to reference you now to an earlier show I did today on the topic of demographics and statistics around the U.S. We talked about just who is the rental property owner in the United States. And I wanted to have that show first to establish just, you know, what the rental owner looks like on average. And what does that look like? Older male. So that's intended to set the stage for today's interview, because my guest breaks that mold, not just in terms of those wonderful numbers, but in terms of that demographic. And I tell you this now, because the big, big, big takeaway for you when you listen to these two shows is this: you can break that mold too. You know, I don't care whether you are in that primary demographic that I just described, older male, or not. You know, I don't care who you are. You can start to build your financial freedom, right, through real estate investing. You can do the things that we talk about on the show and that we see regularly at Lifestyles Unlimited across our membership base. And it's in this context as well. I want you to remember something that Henry Ford said: whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Okay. So again, to break that demographic mold, let me bring on my guest. Again, she's an investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth, in my neck of the woods. That's where I am as well. But she's a very young investor, and I first heard about her at one of the Lifestyles Unlimited case studies in late 2020. She presented, like I said, a phenomenal deal, great numbers, her first single family rental. So we're going to hear about that deal, of course, and we're going to hear a bit about her story as well. So without further ado, let me welcome Katie to the show. Katie, how are you today?
Hi, Andy. I'm doing well. I'm very excited to be here.
Hey, and I'm excited to have you. Again, that whole show on demographics, you know, I think a lot of people run around with stereotypes in their head. Who is that landlord? Who is that rental owner? And so on. And you're in a different place from all the things that I described on the earlier show. But we'll get into that a little bit more. What I want to start with is if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, what you were doing before getting into real estate.
Yeah, definitely. First of all, I've always been interested in real estate, so I actually did have my real estate license in college. I got it when I was 18. I had it for about 2 years, but it was really difficult to do, just balancing with schoolwork, you know, studying, all of that stuff. But I did get my first taste of real estate from that at a fairly young age. I was really just doing rentals to my college friends, but for a college student, you know, it was decent money. It was just hard to keep up, and then working on weekends, you know, never fun. But so I really did have an interest in real estate for a while. But then when I graduated college, well, I guess I'll just say I studied communications and Chinese in college.
Chinese.
You're probably thinking, what? Yes.
Hey.
That was my minor was Chinese. I did business communications and minored in Chinese. And so you're probably thinking, what are you going to do with that? And everyone always is like a comm major. You know, you get the, you know, people kind of say, you know, you're not going to make a lot of money as a comm major. Like, what are you doing? So I was like, well, that's not good. So of course I looked into sales, because I feel like that was the natural progression. Communications, you know, obviously is a huge skill when it comes to sales. So I wanted to make a lot of money, and I knew tech sales is probably where I was going to make the most money or have the highest chances of making good money. So after graduation, I got hired by IBM, wonderful company to work for, and then, you know, worked there for 4 years, then moved to Dallas, and I worked for another very large IT company as an account executive. So I've been in IT sales ever since graduation.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a couple quick questions on a couple of those items there. First of all, your realtor license, you moved to Texas, so it's probably not active here in the state, is it?
Right. So it's not active. So I only had it for about 2 years. It was honestly when I was like 18 and 19 years old. I did it, you know, between classes. It was like a summer job as well. But it was just too much to keep up. But it was like my first taste of real estate. And I actually, on my first showing, I closed a deal, which usually doesn't happen. And so I think I got hooked from that. So it was always in the back of my mind. But I'm very practical. I didn't want an all commission-based job, which is why I went into tech sales, because I have a base salary. And you don't have to work weekends.
Okay, gotcha. Well, and the realtor thing is it's a question I get quite a bit. Do I need to be a realtor to become an investor? Clearly not. You had that taste, more or less gave it up, and now have become the investor. Got, you know, whetted your appetite, which is fine. But you really don't have to be a realtor. In fact, like you just said, there's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of bureaucracy around it. It's a bit of a hassle, quite honestly.
I have always thought maybe in the future, because I do, real estate's definitely my passion. I'd love to maybe one day go back into real estate sales once I retire myself with lifestyles. Maybe I'll just focus on getting my license again and doing that, instead to supplement my income. But yeah, for now, I don't think you necessarily have to be, you don't have to have your license at all if you want to be an investor. They're completely separate. And I have a lot of friends with their licenses, and frankly, they don't know much about investing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it really has to go hand in hand.
It does not. No, absolutely, it does not. So, IT sales. Now, when I hear IT or tech, I think type B personality, which I'm a type B overthinker. Sales type A. Which are you? Type B, type A, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, I'm a type A. Well, okay, so the type A is the one that's more free spirited, right?
Shoot. Ready, aim, right? That's type A.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, we're going to head into a break. I hear the music kicking on. Let's go ahead and take a pause here. And when we come back, I want to hear a couple things from you. How you heard about lifestyles. I think you had a couple of skeptics in the background within the friends and family sphere. Let's talk a little bit about that and how you managed through that in getting your first deal. And then we'll talk about that first deal as well. So you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I've got a great guest with me today. I've got Katie. She's joining me from here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is also where I sit. Now, we have not personally met, but I heard about Katie's story when I attended one of the Lifestyles Unlimited case studies, and I wanted to bring her on. Among other reasons, she's got a great deal. We'll talk about that here momentarily. But when I think about that traditional rental owner, my picture is something totally different. And yours may be too. It's that aged, middle-aged or older male. And here we clearly have a totally different demographic in play. And I want you to take that away. No matter where you sit within that demographic, layout in our nation here, this is absolutely something you can do as well. And I want to give you the number if you've got any questions for me or for Katie today. The number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. And you're also welcome to send me an email if you're feeling shy. I get it. That's askandy@luinc.com. So, Katie, we were just talking about a little bit about your background, sales, Chinese, which is interesting. I studied some foreign languages where people said the exact same thing to me. What are you going to do with that? I said, I don't know. Well, yeah. CIA, who knows? But you found your way steadily into IT, tech sales, and now into real estate. And we heard about your passion, which you triggered through the real estate, getting that realtor license early on. What drove you now to seek out real estate as an alternative to your, traditional retirement investment path?
Yeah, that's a good question. So to be honest, I hadn't been thinking about it for quite some time. Like after graduation, I was living in New York City. I wasn't saving a lot of money, because New York is so expensive. I was making good money, which is hard to save because the rent, obscene. It wasn't until I moved to Texas, got the job I have now, I started saving a bit more money. And then one day, like magic, my college loans were finally paid off. And I was like, it was the first time I felt like that relief of, wait, now I have money I can actually do something with besides just put towards my college loans. So it was within a week, the wheels were turning. I was like, what can I do? Like, I'm going to be saving money now. What can I actually do that's smart? Oh, investing. Okay, real estate. And I actually stumbled across a real estate forum. And I was just, I look back at my questions I asked in that forum now, and I, chuckle because, it's clearly, the rookie in the room. But one of the other forum members actually reached out to me, sent me a direct message, and he was like, hey, you're from Texas, you live in Dallas, you have to check out Lifestyles. It's changed my life. He talks about how him and his wife are doing the multifamily investing. They have multiple single family homes, and they have their children start this program. And I was just like, wow, he's really going out of his way to tell me this. And he certainly doesn't work for Lifestyle. So so I kind of just got, I took his word. I was very thankful for the advice. So I checked it out, went to the intro night they have, and I got hooked.
So very good.
That's how I heard about it. Yeah.
Let me just explain the intro night that you're referring to. I'm guessing was that the free workshop, the hour and a half session?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So exactly. For the listener, if you want to check that out, it does two things. It helps you learn a little bit more about Lifestyles Unlimited, which is important, right? We'd like to help you along your path. We are an education and mentoring group. Like Katie said, she was the rookie in the room with her questions back then on whatever forum that was. But nowadays she looks back and understands, wow, I've learned so much. I've come so far. So that is our purpose, right? Our mission is to educate you. So you can go to the free workshop to learn about that, but also to see if, is real estate something for you? Right. We'll talk about single family and multifamily investing. It's over the course of about an hour and a half. So not a lot of your time in terms of commitment, and it's free. And right now, thanks to our good friend, the pandemic, it is online. So you can do that from the comfort of your home. So go check out freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more. Freeworkshoplivestream.com. So you obviously I believe you joined pre-pandemic, right? So you were able to go and meet in person with with the folks, right?
Yeah, exactly. I actually joined, I think it was May 2019, that financial freedom level. I sat on that for a few months while I saved some money. I went to the 2-day workshop at least twice during that time. And then it wasn't until February 2020 where I pulled the trigger on the challenge membership for single family homes. And that was, of course, a month before everything went crazy with the coronavirus. And so, yeah, the timing honestly, it was pretty frightening in the moment. I was like, what did I just do? I joined this real estate group and I was freaking out. I sent the mentors an email, you know, freaking out. That actually got up to Lynn Moreau. She responded like personally, trying to calm me down, which is actually really funny looking back at it. But yeah, I signed up right before COVID.
Well, you speak Chinese, and there's a Chinese character, right, that means both crisis and opportunity. You entered the crisis and you seized the opportunity, and we'll get to that opportunity here in a minute. Yeah,
you know, I'm trying to think which character that is.
I can't help you there. But, you know, the pandemic threw a lot of people for a loop. A lot of people hit the brakes very, very hard. Some people still haven't recovered. Some people are, in fact, still suffering. You know, some of the maybe existing rental owners that were poorly managed, right? We'll see how they come out of this and on the back end of everything. But I'm glad you stuck with it. And we'll get into the numbers here in just a moment. And you mentioned a couple things I do want to clarify. You mentioned the Financial Freedom Program. We talk about that here quite a bit because that is the entry point. You know, again, you look at the free workshop, you learn about lifestyles. Is real estate investing for me? If yes, then go to this next level here to think about, you know, get a little bit more into the detail. And you mentioned as well that you went multiple times to the two-day seminar. And the two-day seminar is great because it focuses on day one on everything about single-family investing, and day two, everything about apartment investing. And you learn more and you figure out more and you dig deeper and you set goals, and it helps you choose another direction. And in your case, you kind of hung out for a while and then eventually became a member with the Challenge Program, which goes into a lot more depth around single family. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, now I'm curious, in the background you're doing all this stuff, what are your friends and family saying to you? What do they think of this whole progression you're doing?
Oh my gosh, well, it was funny. So my fiance went to the 2-day with me. He was my boyfriend at the time. We got engaged in August, but, you know, I dragged him to the 2-day and I could see he was so nervous and skeptical the entire time, where I'm over there being like I was so excited. Like, this is my pathway out of like the 9-to-5 job. Like, I found the jackpot, you know, like I'm just so ready to go like immediately. He was kind of on the more, you know, he's fiscally conservative. And then my family as well, like my parents, my sister, you know, this is something that they're like tried and true 401k investors, you know, just very classic. So it was hard because I felt like I was doing something that was kind of deemed as crazy by people around me.
You know, yeah, and we're going to pick that up when we come back from the break. Yeah. We're going to head into a brief break here. And I want to hear, I mean, because in the face of the skeptics, in the face of the pandemic, you still pulled the trigger, and we're going to hear about that deal. So stay tuned. Great numbers. You're going to want to hear these.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jumped right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
I'm your host, Andy Webb. I've got Katie with me today. Katie's in my neck of the woods in Dallas-Fort Worth, and she just picked up her first single-family rental in the middle of the pandemic. We're going to get to that here in just a moment. I do want to give you the number if you've got any questions for us today. It's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Also mention the free workshop. You can check that out at freeworkshoplivestream.com if you want to learn more. Now, Katie, we were talking about type A, type B personality earlier. You mentioned the skeptics in the family, the friend circle, your now fiance. We were just talking over the break. He's more the type B. You were talking about the 2-day. Did you eventually bring him over to our side? Let's see.
You know, I'd say he's definitely a fan now. He's still always going to be more type B. Like, any deal I show him, he's going to ask the tough questions and make me think it over a few times before I pull the trigger, which is good. You know, it's a really good balance that we've got going on. So.
Got it. Yeah, it absolutely is. My wife and I are similar. Type A is she. I'm more the type B, and that plays very well together, actually, over the long run. Now, I think where you convinced him was when you took down that first house and showed the results. Let's talk about that first house. Yeah, tell us where you bought it, what about the process, anything you want to share.
Yeah, so again, I had been, you know, I signed up in February and I was super eager. Like, I wanted to get a deal that month, but COVID hit, so I got cold feet a little bit. But I was still looking at all the emails that were coming through, you know, because the emails didn't stop during COVID. You know, I was getting all the deals from the email blast.
Emails from our realty team. Yep,
exactly. And I was getting really good at analyzing the deals myself using the Quest tool. So I got very confident when I'd see a good deal. Anyway, this deal that came in my inbox one day, what caught my eye, of course, was the cash flow. It was just, it seems too good to be true for the cash out of pocket. They said it would be around $30,000 out of pocket, which for Dallas is pretty good. And the cash flow they predicted would be around like $400 or so. I think maybe $450. And so I was like, oh, that looks like a good deal. And then it's actually about 9 minutes away from where I live in South Dallas. So I was like, oh, wow, this is actually one, you know, that's close by. I was trying to keep my first deal as less cash out of pocket, as little cash out of pocket as I could. That was kind of the goal.
Did you have particular investment criteria in that sense that you were focused on, you know, to make it a green light or a red light?
Yeah. So I was definitely, it was the cash out of pocket thing. I wanted it to be $30,000 or less. You know, just because I want my money to stretch further. Like, I only had, you know, I didn't have unlimited funds. I still don't have unlimited funds. So if I could keep that cost down, the sooner I could save up for the next one, you know? So I jumped on this house, like, and of course I jump on it. I hadn't seen it for an hour. So it was like an hour. And so I was third in line. I was the third person who tagged it, and I was pretty disappointed. But then, you know, the realtor got back to me and said the first two people, like, I guess one person dropped out because he already had another house under contract or something. And I guess, I don't know, maybe you can't
circumstances.
Have multiple.
Yeah. Just to clarify there, what happens if the realty team shoots out an email blast, right, a property that's available, you know, I can review it, Katie can review it, whoever takes a look at it and, you know, essentially raises your hand and says, I'm interested in this one. I'd like to take down this deal. It helps us kind of, you know, shop the deals around and give a little bit of priority. You know, if you get out there and see it and say, this is the one, it's clear, it meets my goals. Yes. Right. It's, you take it, you run with it. Right. And in your case, you were third in line, but the first two suitors had to step out for whatever circumstances. So what happened next? How was the purchase process?
Yeah. So what happened next, I basically ran to the house, ran over that day, checked it out. And I was just still freaking out the whole time because the house looked pretty good. Like, I mean, it was ugly, of course. Like, it was an ugly property, which is actually a good sign if you go to the two-day seminar. You go for the ugly girls or whatever. But anyway, this house had bars on the front, so that was kind of sketchy. Like, the neighborhood itself, you know, I wasn't sure. I was like, maybe it's a little too rough, because South Dallas is not the best neighborhood or area, I should say. But I talked to one of the mentors, and he said he knew a lot of people who had pretty successful deals in that area, and he's seen worse. I'm like, okay, good enough for me.
Well, let me just footnote this. I talked on last week's show about this very area, this part of South Dallas. I was down there personally cruising the neighborhood, and that whole area is starting to turn over, and you're going to see it start to increase in value. You're going to see it, I guess, gentrify, right, for lack of a better term. And I think you're getting in at the right time as part of that turning, that change in that part, you know, that particular part of the market. So it had the bars on the windows. It was looking pretty ugly. And you're right. We like those deals, right? They need work. And that's where we get our spread.
There's more room. more room to grow that way. And so, but then when I got on the inside of the house, it wasn't a nightmare. You know, like I was like, oh, this is, I expected way worse. And so I was like, you know what, this is the opportunity. Like I felt it. I'm like, if you don't jump on this one, you're just scared. And so I went forward with it, you know, closed pretty quickly. My realtor was excellent, Markeisha Scott. And then I used my GC I ended up using was Finishing Touches. And I got to tell you, they're so professional. It was awesome. The GC walked in there and estimated the rehab cost. And I think were maybe just $1,000 off, all said and done, like from his original prediction, which I thought was pretty incredible.
What was the rehab budget?
So the rehab, you want me to just get into the numbers?
Well, let's, what did you wind up buying it for? And what was the renovation cost?
Yeah. So the purchase price, it was originally $85,000. But I actually ended up negotiating it to $80,000 during the option period.
Why is that?
Because it needed a new roof and a new HVAC. So there were a lot of big ticket items here, that by the looks of it, you didn't really, you know, you don't anticipate all of that. And so they did let me drop it down to $80,000, which was nice, which actually gave me that cushion in case the rehab budget was going to exceed what I was predicting. But it ended up being pretty spot on. So the rehab itself was $37,000 for the whole thing. So that was the roof, the HVAC, then paint, just made the inside look real nice, clean, didn't overdo anything, which I know is important. So then all said and done after the refi, I was in a hard money loan for 3 months, which is pretty standard, and then refied into a conventional loan, and all said and done, it ended up being like $29,000 out of pocket.
Perfect. You said you were shooting for 30 or less, and you were less. That's
yes,
great.
Exactly.
So I want to unpack a couple of things. You mentioned you originally went under contract for 85, got it negotiated down. I believe this was an MLS listing. It was on the multiple listing service, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Which I think is something, again, with timing, I think it's very difficult to find good deals on the MLS, but because of COVID, people had stopped looking.
So crisis.
Timing actually worked out.
Yeah, crisis and opportunity. I mean, the circumstances you were operating in were the pandemic, and a lot of people bowed out and stepped back. And I want to come back, when we come back from the break, address that topic of the MLS inventory, and then we'll hear a little bit more about your numbers and what's in the future for you. So you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
This is Andy Webb, and we are talking today with Katie here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And she is a clear juxtaposition to my earlier show this morning, where we talked about the general demographics of the U.S. rental owner, which tends to be older, tends to be male, right? Katie's younger, obviously female. And we're talking about her first deal right now. Now, Katie, I want to circle back to just a couple things you said in the last segment. And for the listener, if you missed anything earlier in the show, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. You can catch the show there. And we do push these out to a YouTube channel for Lifestyles. You can find that as well. So you mentioned this was an MLS deal and that inventory is a little tighter. It is a little harder to find stuff on the MLS. It's very competitive, I would say. The inventory is there, but it's just very, very tight and competitive. A lot of what we're seeing is actually off-market deals. And the Lifestyles Realty team is very good about vetting and bringing those to us to review as well. So picking up deals off the MLS, more commonly off market as well through wholesalers or any number of channels. Wanted to comment on that. And then you mentioned as well that you didn't want to over rehab the property. You did the HVAC, you did the roof. I love it when I have to go in and replace an AC, by the way, because now it's new. It's not going to give me any problems down the line. But you didn't over rehab. I know you didn't go in and put in granite countertops because the area didn't really warrant it. And you get there by looking at the comps in the area, both the sold comps, which will dictate the value on the back end when you do that refi, as well as the lease comps. What are people renting? Well, if they're not renting stuff that has, you know, granite and super hard core finish out, well, you step it down a notch, right? And match the neighborhood. And you mentioned you're using Quest to dial in those comps, which is a software mm-hmm. package basically that accesses MLS sold and lease comps so that you can figure out that very thing. Now you said rehab, you know, you got through the hard money process in about 3 months, which is normal, 2-3 months. So you get out of that hard money loan into refi. At the same time, you're looking for residents. How did that lease up process look for you?
Yeah, so I opted to use a property management company just because, you know, being a single female, I didn't want to have to run to the neighborhood alone at night, you know, like just not the safest thing all the time. Like, it's not a terrible neighborhood, sure. But, you know, there's still that extra layer of caution just being a young female. So I didn't want to have to interview tenants and all of that in the house by myself, just things that maybe men don't have to think about all the time. So I said, I want a property management company to do this. So I hired a property management company. Of course, they take part of the cash flow. But I do have to say, you know, I think this property management company did help me achieve higher cash flow than I would have normally received, because they actually listed the house way higher than I would have put myself, because I was running this to go for like $1,250 a month, and they listed it at $1,450 originally, I think, and we ended up getting $1,375 a month for rent, which was way more than I anticipated. So at the end of the day, it didn't really bother me to have to pay the management fee.
Sure, they're paying for themselves. I know this particular one charges what, 6.5% of mm-hmm. gross rents. And just looking at the numbers, I know you said going into this you thought $450 would be your net cash flow at the end of the day. But even with that property manager in place, what are you collecting?
I'm collecting about $570 or so. So it was definitely, it blew my expectations out of the water in terms of cash flow. So it was definitely a smart decision on my part, I think, just because they do have all the latest marketing tools, you know, to put the property out there, save me the work and the heartache of vetting tenants. So it was a good call.
Very good. So $570 a month cash flow, you've already exceeded your goals there. You met your goal in terms of the cash out of pocket into the deal. Now, I have not done the math on this. What is the cash on cash return that we're seeing there?
So the cash on cash return was around 25%, which is pretty good. I also captured about $7,500 in equity. So that was nice as well. You know, I know people have different strategies, whether they go for cash flow or equity. In this particular house, I went for cash flow. Might switch it up in the future. But it really gave me a little bit of everything in terms of the perks. So,
hey, those are great numbers. So 570 net cash in your pocket every month. That's a 25% return. I tell you, every time I get an email from my bank, it's telling me that they're lowering that interest rate. It's now at 0.0 whatever. I don't even know. It's pennies. So, you know, 401ks, they're going up and down a little bit. It got really wild last week, didn't it? So, you know,
yeah.
talk about control and lack of, we're really not seeing it there, but you have full control in this deal that you did. You got the renovation done right. You got somebody to place a great tenant for you. You're making up far more cash than you even anticipated, 25% return, and you got a 25%, close to 25% return on your capital gain. So you've got that equity out the door. Those numbers blow me away. And that in the middle of what? A pandemic.
Thank you.
Those are all great numbers. Now, through the process, right, you joined, you've been working with the vendor, you mentioned some of the vendors. Did you source them off of the vendor hub, or did you find those outside of Lifestyles? How did you go about finding the vendors? I should probably ask you that.
Oh, I used all Lifestyles vendors, definitely, because I just trust the network. You know, that's one thing about Lifestyles. There was that element of just feeling safer because you could talk to people, there are references, all of that, especially because it was my first deal. It just was nice to have like a little database to look into, you know, things that you wouldn't even think of, like fencing. There's a fencing guy, you know, like
yep.
I wouldn't have found that person on my own. So
complete with member really reviews as well to help you steer towards which vendor you might want to work with. What about the mentoring? How did that help you?
Oh, the mentoring was awesome. I mean, just because, like I said, a lot of people around me weren't really on board with the real estate investment plan I had because they're more fiscally conservative. I actually didn't even tell a lot of the people around me that I was doing this. So I relied on the mentors kind of to just hear me out. You know, they were great because I could call them and talk through certain things. I made the point to meet up with all three of the single family mentors in person before COVID, like that short window I had where people are still doing things in person. So that was extremely helpful. You know, I emailed them probably 50 times throughout the process, and
right,
they responded quickly. So it was great.
And that's normal. My wife and I were the same way in the first year or two. That's what they're there for, you know, to leverage. So very good. And they got you through that initial period of doubt, and you took down a wonderful deal middle of 2020. I mean, those numbers are just great. So I love to hear that. That's why I go to the case study, right? The case study is also part of the Financial Freedom Program membership, because I get inspired. I love seeing those stories. I love hearing those stories, and I love connecting with the members that are in a place where I want to be if they're a little bit farther down the line. So keep going to those. What's up next? What's in the future for you, Katie?
Yeah, well, I am diving into multifamily. I think it's important. I'm going to try to go for a value deal so I can build that solid like nest egg that'll just grow over the next, you know, 3 years or however long to make that return. And then I'm going to continue buying single family homes more for the cash flow in the background. So that's kind of my plan right now. And I was actually reviewing a multifamily deal, you know, minutes before we started the show. So I'm already trying to hit the ground running because I just joined that multifamily level in December.
That's awesome. So you got three guns ablaze, and you got the cash flow from your job, right? That's good. That's ongoing. Mm-hmm. That's full time. You got the cash flow from those single family houses, and now you're working on really leveraging the value play in apartments, which is where we create value out of basically air, right? We create value, and then we cash that out at the end of the process, or maybe in the middle through a cash out refi. But that brings more wealth back into your pocket to then deploy as you choose, right? More wealth building, more single family houses. Good, good stuff. I'm curious, you know, I did the earlier show today about demographics, and you obviously are a millennial, you're a woman. Do you have any advice for those that are maybe thinking, ah, it's just not for me, I don't fit that box, I can't do that? What would you tell them that they're just hanging out on the sidelines to get them going?
Oh, man. I mean, I really think you should just dive into things. You know, if you're nervous, of course, use your network. You can always find me through Lifestyles. If you're a young female, you know, find me on social media and reach out. And, you know, for the moral support, I know that's important, but I think it's important that women get involved with investing. You can't rely on your significant other to make all the financial decisions. You have to be in charge of your own finances, take control, learn about investments. You know, of course, real estate's my favorite, but, you know, there are other forms of investing. I feel like females just don't gravitate towards
You're right.
that for some reason.
You're right. We've seen that. You can check out that demographic show on our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. I get into some of the numbers. Katie, you are a true example of somebody that's doing it right, and I thank you for joining us today. Our time's up. Great, great numbers, like I said. And to the listener, go check out freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more and to get started, like Katie said. And like I said, thank you for listening. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.